Welcome to the Trigator Podcast, where budgets are balanced, debt gets destroyed, and alligator expenses get fed before they bite. I am your host, Nate Tanner. The Trigator Podcast is sponsored by Trigator. Go to Trigator.com and sign up for your free trial of the Trigator app to budget by paycheck, build your savings, and knock out debt. With Trigator, you can enjoy life more and worry about money less. Today, I want to talk about side hustle success. Now, what is a side hustle? A side hustle is something that you're going to be doing on top of your regular job to help you earn some additional income. Now, the idea is that you want to really use this side hustle to get out of debt. That's the main purpose and goal of a side hustle, is so that you can build that debt snowball and throw it at that lowest balance debt first, and then work your way up so that eventually you're fully debt free. And the side hustle is going to help you to accelerate that because it's going to bring in extra income that you're going to be able to use to pay down that debt. As I'm talking about this, I'm going to take you kind of through several side hustles that I've done over the years, and I'm going to rate them a little bit, talk about some of the pros and cons, and kind of walk you through some of the things that I've done in my quest to get debt free and the side hustles that I've been a part of. To start out, I want to take you way, way back. I'm actually going to take you back to the first job that I ever had that was a paying job with a regular paycheck. And when I was 14 years old, I started working at a restaurant. And my first job there was as a busboy. And I was just bussing tables, doing that, and cleaning things up, washing dishes, just the most basic job you can imagine. And one thing that my parents taught me was how to be a good hard worker. That was shown as I was a busser. And I was quickly moved up into doing other things until ultimately I was doing everything within the restaurant and even worked as a manager on nights when the regular night manager was off. So I was able to work and learn these skills pretty quickly. And the reason that that's important to know is because it takes me to my first side hustle. After I was married for a little while, my wife and I, we didn't make a lot of money. We were both in school and trying to get by and just doing what young married people do as far as working and trying to make ends meet. And so I decided, you know what, I need a side hustle. I'm going to get a second job, just very, very part-time, in order to help supplement our income. And I actually went back to that same restaurant, and my first side hustle was that I managed one night a week at this restaurant to bring in a little extra income. Now, what that did is it allowed me also to work at that restaurant whenever I chose on other nights. So if I wanted to go and flip burgers one night, I could. If I wanted to go serve tables, I could. If I wanted to go and make pizza a night, I could. Anything that I needed to do at that restaurant, because I had that experience and because I was a manager, I was able to go and do. I worked the regular one night and then picked up shifts as I wanted to throughout the rest of the time. This job was really, really lucky that I had, because I ended up getting laid off from my regular employment. What I did is I then used this side hustle to become my main source of income while I was looking for a new job. And I was working 5 days a week at the restaurant, flipping burgers, managing, doing all of those different things. And I actually worked in two different restaurant locations at that time until I was able to find another job to replace my job that I was laid off from. And it was going pretty well, but this was also at the time when I was financially stupid. We've all gone through that. We've all been at one point in our lives where we were making stupid decisions. We were getting into debt. We were doing the things that we thought we were supposed to do, but we didn't know any better because we weren't really taught what to do with money. And so I made some bad decisions. I got into debt, and I was financing my education through student loans and some different things like that. And at that point, when I got my regular employment back, I kind of stopped the side hustle at the restaurant for a little while. And then I decided, I got myself educated, and I had learned a lot of the things that we've talked about and the things that I'm trying to share with you to help me better my finances. And when I discovered all these things, I decided, you know what, I need to get out of debt. And the way I'm going to do that is with the debt snowball. I said, I'm going to pick up a new side hustle. I went and decided to deliver pizza. And I worked for a major pizza chain. And I had had some experience in the pizza industry and doing some different things. And I worked as just a delivery driver. One of the big positives about this was that I was able to make extra money. And I was able to make pretty good extra money through the tips that I got and such. However, some of the cons of being a delivery driver are things like I have to pay for my own gas, there's wear and tear on my car, and a few other things like that. And probably one of the biggest cons when compared to some of the other side hustles that we're going to talk about was that it was regular employment and I was tied down to the schedule that they set for me. And I had to work on days that I necessarily didn't want to work. For example, Super Bowl Sunday. Who wants to work on Super Bowl Sunday? Well, that happens to be one of the busiest days in the pizza industry. So guess who had to work on Super Bowl Sunday? I did. And I didn't really like that. I didn't really like the idea of not being able to have the flexibility that I really wanted around the schedule. But it was nice, a nice side hustle, because it did, again, bring in pretty good money. And as I worked for the pizza delivery for a few years, and I was doing well, my debt snowball was moving along, things were good, but I was kind of getting tired of putting all the miles on my car and really the wear and tear that was going on with that. And a new restaurant was opening up near me that was brand new to the area. It was a steakhouse, and I'd never worked at a steakhouse before. I just worked as a burger cook and as a manager at a burger joint that also did some pizza and some other things. But I thought, you know what, I'm going to switch up my side hustle, and instead of working at the pizza delivery, I'm going to switch over to this steakhouse. And I applied for a job there, and I wanted to be a server. The reason I picked to be a server over there was I knew that as I worked hard and I took great care of my guests, I'd be able to make really good tips. And that is one of the nice things about a side hustle as a server. If you are personable, if you give great service and you take care of people, they're going to reward you with great tips. Now, when I was doing it, I was averaging about 25% tip, because I felt like I did a pretty good job and my guests felt like I did a great job for them. And probably the best thing about working a side gig as a server is that I can make, that's where I made the most money of any side gig that I did, because I was able to control how much I was receiving based on the service that I was giving. And as long as I gave top-notch service and made my guests feel like $1 million, they would reward me with great tips and such. So I actually stayed working at the steakhouse for quite a while, and even longer than I needed to, because it was a great way of making some additional income. And that leads me to the next side hustle. One thing that I started doing, I got this idea on how I could make a little bit more extra money, because I found that when I was working this side job at the steakhouse, I would get off work around 11 o'clock at night, and I'm a bit of a night owl. I like to stay up late, and I thought, you know, I could probably do something from 11 o'clock when I'm off on the weekends. You know, on the weekends, I'm off about 11 o'clock. I could go out and do something else until I'm tired and ready to go to bed. And this idea came to start driving for Uber. Uber is a great side hustle. It's some of the big pros of it are that you can go whenever you want. You're not tied to any schedule. You're not tied down to any specific area. You can go and do it whenever, wherever, however long you want. And it's just a matter of going into the app and then saying, okay, I'm ready to drive. And you click the button and the app starts up and then it starts looking for rides. So it's very, very easy to do, and it's easy to get started. You just apply, go through a background check, and then they approve you as a driver. And it's really nice to just be able to drive wherever, whenever, and however far you want. And when you're done for the night and you're too tired, or you decide you want to be done, you just switch off and you're done. There's no supervisor you have to run by and make sure that your side work is done or anything like that. So that gave me the idea of, after my job as a server, I thought, I'm going to go and be the guy that takes people home from their parties and from the bars on Friday and Saturday night. And I'm going to go out and drive Uber until about, you know, maybe 1 or 2 in the morning and be their safe ride home. it was really fun also to meet different people, and it was fun to give them rides home because usually I was taking people home from somewhere they were having fun. And so it was very enjoyable to chat with people, talk about what they've been doing that night, and really kind of connecting with people on that level. Some of the cons about the Uber driving are, again, we're going back into this idea of wear and tear on the car and having to pay for your own gas and such like that. But I found that as opposed to driving with pizza, it was a little bit better on my car and a little bit lower stress than driving pizza. And I actually then, I was talking with a friend of mine who also was driving Uber, and they said, hey, not only do I drive Uber, but I drive Lyft. And they taught me how to do both. And that way, if I didn't have anything going on Uber, I was able to log into Lyft and wait for rides there. And that helped me to stay busy all the time and not have to wait for rides. And so I was doing these rideshare side hustles, and I was making a decent amount of money after I had finished my work as a server. Well, eventually, I got to a point where I didn't want to be a server anymore. I wanted to just do Uber and Lyft full time. As far as a side hustle full time, I still had my normal 9-to-5 day job, but I thought I want to do this instead of serving tables because I can make pretty good money and I can pick my own hours. That was the big thing for me, was being able to pick the hours that I wanted to do it and then not have to be tied to anything else. And it was around that time that someone introduced me to this idea of DoorDash. Now, DoorDash, if you're not familiar with it, it is delivering food. And you pick up from various restaurants and you deliver the food to someone's door. And I found that I actually enjoyed doing DoorDash more than I did Uber and Lyft, just because I didn't have to entertain people. One of the things as an Uber driver is you have conversations and you kind of have to be personable with people, and which isn't a bad thing, and it's something that I was happy to do. But when I discovered DoorDash, I was able to just sit in my car, turn on the radio to whatever station I wanted. I didn't have to worry about anyone else in my car not liking the music that I turned on. And I would just drive around, pick up, drop off, pick up, drop off. And it was very, very easy to do. And it, again, was making me some pretty good money as I was going out and doing this. The big con with DoorDash was a couple of things. Number one, they're a little bit more stringent around their scheduling, where you have to sign up for scheduling times, unless you're what they call a top driver. If you're a top driver, you can drive whenever you want, and it's more like Uber and Lyft, where you can just log in and drive whenever and do whatever you want. But if you're not to that top driver level, then you have to schedule your time ahead of time to what you're going to essentially do. And it's all fine and good to have to do that, except that sometimes I just want to go driving and I maybe, you know, didn't want to have to schedule it ahead of time and such. So that's one of the cons. And then, of course, there's the gas and the wear and tear on the car that also comes into the cons column. But as far as the pros, again, it's really nice to just deliver food, not too difficult of work to do. And as I was doing DoorDash, my wife actually discovered one that she wanted to try that was called Instacart. And Instacart is a grocery delivery service where you get you go and do grocery shopping for people and then deliver it to their home. And she was doing that, and she was enjoying that and doing pretty well at it at the same time that I was doing DoorDash. And then one day I was out DoorDashing and I saw someone in their car and they were delivering an Amazon package. And I just happened to stop and talk to them because we were passing by each other. And I'm like, hey, what? So I said, do you work for Amazon? And he's like, no, but they said, I'm an independent driver for Amazon. I said, oh, how does that work? And they took a minute and explained it to me that there's this program called Amazon Flex. And Amazon Flex it's kind of like DoorDash and Uber and some of those other ones where you sign up as an independent contractor and then you sign up for blocks that you want to go and deliver Amazon packages. And I thought, oh, that sounds pretty cool. I think I'll give that a try. And Amazon Flex is by far the most favorite of these side hustles that I have done. And I'll tell you why. Amazon Flex, one of the cons is that you do have to sign up for blocks to go and deliver. But one of the big pros is that you know exactly how much money you're going to make during that block. Before you even sign up, it'll tell you how much for how many hours you're going to make. And that is really, really nice because all of these other side hustles, you don't know. You don't know how much you're going to make until after you've ended your shift or ended your whatever time you're going to put into it. Then you are able to see how much you make. Amazon Flex is not that way. It is set. You know exactly what you're going to walk away with. And the work is really quite easy. You go to the hub, you fill your car with packages. The app tells you where to go and takes you on a pathway exactly of every which way and which turn. And you drop off the package, take a picture of it, and move on to the next one. And what's also nice about Amazon Flex is that if you can finish before your number of hours, you still get paid the same amount. So for example, if you sign up for a 3-hour block and you're able to complete it in 2 hours, you still get the 3 hours worth of pay. So I really, really liked Amazon Flex. But each of these side hustles I used as a way to build that debt snowball so that I was able to pay off debt at a much quicker speed. And that was the purpose of the side hustles for me, was so that I could pay off that debt and get that monkey off of my back. And I can tell you that, yes, it's hard work and you do have to make sacrifices and you want to make sure that you and your significant other are on the same page, because you don't want to be going and doing side hustles if it's going to cause issues at home. But for us and our family, we had the same goal of getting out of debt, and I went and worked these extra hours and these extra side hustles so that we could achieve that goal. All right, let's shift over and let's start talking about some questions. You can submit your questions to podcast@tregator.com, or you can go to tregator.com/podcast and enter them there. Or we'd love for you to join us on our Facebook page and join the conversation. Send us some questions on facebook.com/Tregator. While you're there, be sure that you like our page and that you stay up to date with us. We'd love to have you part of the conversation. Our first question comes from Mike. He says, when leaving a company that you had a 401k, what steps do you take to roll the 401k into an IRA that you can easily manage yourself? So you're going to want to check with your 401k provider first thing, because there's going to be some paperwork involved, and they'll be able to provide you with the appropriate paperwork so that you can get that rolled into an IRA. You're also going to need to set up an IRA account, and there's all sorts of brokers that you can do that with and all sorts of banks and different things. I have ones that I really like, and I have accounts set up with them for IRAs and such. And they'll also have some paperwork on their side that you'll have to fill out. And generally speaking, this paperwork is also going to require a notary to sign off on it and to verify who you are. But once you submit all that paperwork and get it notarized, then they will transfer that money from your 401k into that IRA account, where you'll then be able to manage it on your own, depending on the brokerage that you select. So good question. It's not too difficult of a process. Just start by getting that paperwork together. Our next question is from Sam, and he asks, is there ever an end to debt? That sounds like like you have some heavy debt weighing on you, Sam, and I feel for you there. But what I can tell you is that, yes, there is an end to debt. And the way you get there, and the fastest way to get there, is by using this debt snowball that we've talked about, where you line up your debts from lowest balance to highest balance, create that initial snowball to get you some momentum going, and throw as much money at that first debt as you can. Once that first debt is paid off, roll all that money into debt number 2, and then roll all that money into debt number 3 until it's paid off. And then eventually, yes, you will be out of debt, and you'll feel an end of that debt. Now, there is one step that I have failed to mention previously, but I'm going to mention it now. The number one thing you need to do is stop getting in debt. If you're doing the debt snowball, but you're still using your credit cards, you're just going to maintain and stay in debt. So you've got to stop using debt. Good question, Sam. I hope that you have success with the debt snowball. Our next question is from Mary, and it also deals with debt. It says, how do you pay off $100,000 in student loans? Now, this is where I really like the idea of a side hustle, because I'm going to assume that that's the only debt you have. If that's not the only debt you have, then you've got a debt snowball all of your other debts. And by the time you get to that $100,000 student loan, your snowball is going to be quite big. And you're going to be able to throw a lot of money at it to get it paid off more quick. And that is going to be the idea, where you're going to need to figure out how much you can throw at that as much as possible to get it paid off quickly. And then grab yourself a nice side hustle to throw a few extra $100 on that. And you can even do more. Honestly, with some of these side hustles I've talked about, you make a couple extra $100 a week, which, think about what that could do for your debt acceleration plan if you're making a couple extra $100 a week to be able to get out of debt. And you'll throw that at there as fast as you can, because unfortunately, student loans do not go away on their own. You are going to have to pay it. You're going to have to use some money and get it paid down as fast as possible. And what's great about paying off student loans is how much better you feel once they are gone. They are one of the worst monkeys on the back, because they seem to never go away. They seem to always be there. And that day when you can pay that off and be free of that is a great and glorious day. All right. Again, if you have questions, you can send it over to podcast@tregator.com or at tregator.com/podcast. You can fill out a form there and submit your question. Or lastly, you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Tregator. I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Tregator Podcast. Once again, this podcast is sponsored by Tregator. Go to Tregator.com and sign up for your free trial of the Tregator app to budget by paycheck, build your savings, and knock out debt. With Tregator, you can enjoy life more, worry about money less. I want to thank you for being here. Please make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of our podcast. We look forward to you joining us on Facebook and liking us there. And we look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you next time.